Srila Prabhupada wore his full-length saffron coat with hood and lining. He left his head uncovered, and his forehead bore fresh white tilak marks. Several garlands were draped over his chest. Walking briskly, he strode through the dew-laden park, while devotees ran alongside, covering their heads with chadars and rubbing their heads together in the invigorating chilly air. Tripurari speaks, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes when we give someone a book, he says, I would never read it. Prabhupada chuckled. You ask him, so you want to remain muda? Tripurari, we say, no, take it home and someday you will read it. But they think they can find out on their own. Prabhupada, that is foolishness. They cannot. Mam eva ye prabhadyante mayam etam tarantite. As they walked, Prabhupada noticed a big sign by the lake marked No Swimming. Oh, Prabhupada remarked, who is going to swim now? The devotees laughed, a comic relief to their shivering. Tripurari speaking. Once Balavanta was very sick when he was dealing with politicians, and I heard that you said that it was because by touching them and associating with them, he accepted some of their sinful reactions. Prabhupada chuckled again. I did not say, but it may be. Tripurari, so I was wondering, sometimes our men on Sankirtan are shaking hands. Prabhupada, if you are on Sankirtan, you cannot be infected. If somebody is infected, then preaching will stop. If a doctor is infected, the treatment will stop. But the doctor is never infected. They have good precautions. Similarly, when you are engaged in Sankirtan, Maya cannot touch. Mayam etam tarantite. One of the devotees from the library party spoke up and told some of their experiences in dealing with professors. A devotee speaking, when we take your books out on the library party to the professors, they say that they are very surprised that one person has written so many books. So I am also surprised, Prabhupada said. How I have written so many, what to speak of them? It is all Krishna's mercy. Devotee, one professor the other day was saying, just like a devotee, that you were coming in disciplic succession and were authorized to translate all these books. Yes, that is right, Prabhupada agreed. In fact, the authority I have got, I was explaining last evening, don't speculate. That is the qualification. All others, they are simply speculating. For most of the devotees on the walk that morning, it was the first time they had ever been able to approach Srila Prabhupada in person. They had been dedicatedly serving him day and night for years, and this was the chance of a lifetime. In some cases, the questions they asked were calculated to wash away all their doubts and would be the basis of their entire devotional strength in the future. In this mood, one of the library party distributors, Mahabuddhi, moved in close beside Prabhupada. Sri Prabhupada, Mahabuddhi said, in my service, I have to always meet many educated people, much more educated than I am. So we are trying to present a philosophy, but I am not so inclined to study all your books. I am just not scholarly inclined. Prabhupada laughed and replied, just pray to Krishna then. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam. Pray like this to Krishna every day. My dear Krishna, please give me the intelligence so that I may be able to become empowered. On the second day of Prabhupada's jam-packed stay in Atlanta, the devotee scientists wanted to see him. So Prabhupada had already given his PhD disciple Swarup Damodar many instructions on defeating the atheistic theories of the scientists. And Swarup Damodar had written a small book entitled The Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness, which pleased Srila Prabhupada very much. Now, Swarup Damodar, Sadaputa, and other PhD scientists who had become Srila Prabhupada's initiated disciples gathered in Atlanta to get his darshan and further advice. They also hoped to hear Srila Prabhupada talk with some guests they had invited from the scientific world. In a meeting with these disciple scientists, Srila Prabhupada expressed his intense desire to see Krishna conscious philosophy defeat the bombastic claims of science that life occurs by chance or from matter. These people have no common sense, Srila Prabhupada said, and they all pass as scientists. That we must protest, because we are servants of God, we are not servants of scientists. Call them directly rascal. We are not a scientist, but we speak from common sense, that's all. So many people are being misled by these scientists and politicians. So Prabhupada commented that the creation is already created, and therefore the scientists should get no credit in their latest attempts to imitate the creation with their test tube babies. We have got the test tube, Sir Prabhupada said. Bhagavad Gita, as soon as you see a man who has not surrendered to Krishna, all right, then he is a Muda, that's all. Like the book distributors, Swarup Damodar and his scientist God brothers questioned Prabhupada to their heart's content, and with great enthusiasm he urged them to answer as he was doing and expose the rascals. On the same day, in the presence of his scientist disciples, Srila Prabhupada met with an Indian scientist who was a specialist in nutrition. The man explained that his work benefited mankind by finding the cause of and treating protein deficiencies. Srila Prabhupada replied, suppose the bird and beasts have no research institute. Yet, there is enough protein supplied by nature. An elephant has got a big body and so much strength, but they have not found that by your scientific, research, the nature is supplying. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha. It is being done. Why you are wasting time in this way? You study what is Prakriti and what is behind Prakriti, that is real study. The protein's supply is already being done, just like a cow is eating grass, and she's supplying milk full of protein. So do you think that the protein is coming from the grass? Can you eat grass? Scientist, something must be. Prabhupada, that is something. That is not perfect knowledge. Everyone knows the cow does not take any protein food. She takes on the grass. Scientist, grass is quite rich in protein. Prabhupada, then you take. Why are you searching after protein? Scientist, because we cannot digest the fiber in it. Prabhupada, then it is not suitable for you. Therefore, nature's arrangement is that protein can be produced through the body of the cow. Scientist, I think, Swamiji, nature's arrangement was not made for that many human beings as we have now on the earth. Prabhupada, nature was defective, you mean to say? Scientist, no, sir. Prabhupada, then? Scientist, I mean nature's way is designed that the ecological balance of the... And so it went on. When the Indian scientist said that the flesh of the cow was valuable for its protein, Prabhupada became disgusted. But however much protein you may accumulate, Prabhupada challenged, can you stop your death? After debating some 40 minutes with the Indian scientist, the devotees abrupt brought a professor of religion from Emory University into the room. It was simply one meeting after another for Srila Prabhupada. The devotees were perhaps not completely aware that they were in effect asking Srila Prabhupada to talk non-stop all day. But he did not complain. He immediately asked the professor, "What is your definition of religion?" And then, in the silence, Prabhupada launched into a definitive discussion of God consciousness according to Srimad Bhagavatam. Along with the professor had come several orthodox Christians. In the course of the discussion, one of them said to Srila Prabhupada, "God is my life. Without him I cannot live. I understand what you are saying, but I believe that our tradition from the Old Testament says that we are created by God." Srila Prabhupada had been explaining that a living entity is never created, but is eternal, just like God. Prabhupada, yes, in one sense we are created, just like the Father creates the sons. It's not that the sons create the Father. In that sense, we are created. So taking these words, the sons are created. Therefore, the Father existed before our creation. The Orthodox Christian respected Prabhupada's explanation and seemed to sense that behind the apparent differences, Prabhupada, like he, was a follower of God. "It's a mystery," the Christian said reverently. "We can only bow down before him then." "That is our business," Prabhupada said. Prabhupada had recognized God's ultimately inconceivable nature in such a simple but sublime way by saying, "That is our business," that everyone in the room laughed in appreciation, both at the inconceivable nature of God and at the magical moment created before their eyes by God's pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. So I read a little bit more. March 2, Sir Prabhupada's third and last day in Atlanta, was filled to the brim and overflowing with his distribution of Lord Caitanya's mercy. It happened to be the appearance day of his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, and so in the morning Sri Prabhupada held a special observance. The devotees placed a large picture of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati on a special Vyasasam, and they hoped Prabhupada himself would perform the aarti, although they did not dare ask him. No one else stepped forward to perform the ceremony, however, and Sri Prabhupada could understand the hearts of the assembled devotees. "Maybe I should perform the aarti," he said to Tamakrishna Maharaj. "I should do it." "All the devotees think so, Sri Prabhupada. They would be very happy if you did." "Yes, I will do it." So Sri Prabhupada performed another rarely seen activity in Atlanta. He offered each article, the Givik flame, the water and the conch shell, and so on, before the picture of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. That morning Sri Prabhupada spoke about serving the spiritual master in separation. "You should always pray," Prabhupada said, "that only by the grace of the spiritual master we achieve the grace of or mercy of Krishna. This is the meaning of Vyasa Puja. As far as possible, we have tried to give you instruction, books, but remain always faithful to the spiritual master and try to understand Krishna. Any other so-called understanding is simply a waste of time." So we'll stop here. So Prabhupada ki jai.